Hi, my dear friends. You are listening to Kuku Radio, and this is Yuki here for today. In our today's program, we are going to talk about how to prepare for the first time at anything. How to prepare for the first time at anything.嗨，欢迎收听本期的可可电台，我是 Yuki。 今天想要跟大家一起来分享到的一个话题，就是如何为你的第一次做准备呢？生活当中大大小小的第一次，我们该如何做好准备呢？今天想要跟大家一起来分享到的是第五个小 tips， prepare for the second time， prepare for the second time， 为第二次做准备。Once you have gone through your first time experience, you will have to broken the biggest barrier of all.
一旦你有了第一次的经历，那么你已经打破了最大的障碍。
The excitement and fear is most likely gone, and the next time won't be that scary anymore.
兴奋和害怕呢，很可能已经消失掉了，下次呢，不会再那样害怕了。
To make the next time even a smoother experience, do these two things during your first time.
为了让下一次经历更加的顺利，第一次做事情的时候呢，应该做这样的两件事情。哪两件事情呢？
Take notes.
第一呢是做记录。
It never hurts to write things down as you go.
当你在做事情的时候呢，写下一些东西，并不会让你觉得很疼痛。
These notes can help you to feel more confident, and you can go them through when preparing for the second time.
这样的一些记录呢，能够让你变得更加自信。当你在准备第二次的时候呢，可以完成它们。
Run through a checklist.
要做的第二个呢，就是查阅备忘录。
Create a checklist so that you can prepare even better for the next time.
我们说做一个备忘录呢，是为了让下一次能够准备的更好。
For example,To prepare yourself to give a presentation, write down a checklist to go through before the actual event.
比如说准备一个报告，在真正做报告之前呢，写好备忘录来通读。
This way, you can make sure that all the necessary requirements are met before the presentation begins.
这样的话呢，可以确保在报告开始之前已经做到了所有必要的一些要求。所以呢，第五个小 tips，
prepare for the second time，
为第二次做准备。 Okay,
please remember, and that's all about our today's Kuku Radio. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye bye.